the art of mixing old and new in interior design. Walk into a well-designed home and you can often feel the balance before you understand it. A weathered oak table sits beside a sculptural lamp. An antique mirror reflects a minimalist wall. A 19th-century chandelier hangs above a clean-lined dining table. These combinations grow out of real intention, and they carry more than nostalgia. They work because contrast, handled with care, is what gives a room its emotional depth. Mixing eras is one of the most rewarding approaches in interior design, and one of the trickiest. The difference between a space that feels layered and alive and one that feels chaotic or contrived usually comes down to a few principles. Experienced designers apply them quietly, almost without anyone noticing. Why the combination works. Humans are drawn to both familiarity and novelty at once. That pull explains why spaces layering different periods tend to feel richer than ones that stay stylistically uniform. The eye moves, discovers, and pauses. Modern design provides clarity and structure. Vintage design provides character and tactility. An antique desk in a minimalist room anchors the space in something human and made by hand, a quality no contemporary equivalent quite replicates. The best interiors hold both of those qualities at once. Every object with age carries a past, a patina, a maker's mark, evidence of use. Combine eras well and a room begins telling a story through that tension between clean-lined architecture and older craftsmanship. That tension is where the story finds its texture. How to build the composition. The most reliable starting point is a single strong anchor piece, either modern or antique, with everything else in the room orienting around it. A vintage Persian rug under a contemporary sectional works because the warm traditional pattern grounds the modern seating without competing with it. A sculptural contemporary fixture over a reclaimed table works because one material provides drama and the other provides weight. An antique dresser fitted with modern hardware closes the gap between periods with a single quiet detail. Each pairing creates contrast, and contrast is what creates interest. Tonal cohesion is what keeps that contrast from becoming noise. Say a vintage piece carries a deep walnut patina. Echo that warmth somewhere else in the room, in a textile, a floor, another piece of furniture, and the space starts to feel considered as a whole. Repetition does most of this work quietly. A modern metal chair beside an antique bronze lamp still reads as cohesive when the two share an undertone or a similar weight of form. A rule of thumb that tends to work, roughly three materials, each appearing at least twice, one dominant tone, one accent, and one contrasting texture. That structure holds the room together while still feeling personal, never matched from a catalog. Scale and placement matter just as much as material. Large modern furniture calls for smaller vintage accents to provide counterbalance. Ornate historic architecture can absorb bold sculptural modern shapes while keeping its own character intact. The goal is rhythm. A room should feel choreographed, built with a sequence and a pace, the way a piece of music is built. The role of architecture. In spaces that blend styles, the architecture functions as the frame holding the conversation between periods together. Neutral walls, simple flooring, and clean lines give both vintage and modern pieces room to be seen on their own terms. At Hoppler Design and Build, this gets described sometimes as architectural silence, a calm, restrained shell that lets furniture and art do the talking. An overworked background pulls attention away from the pieces themselves, and the layered quality that makes this approach interesting fades along with it. Neutral walls and floors provide visual continuity so pieces from different periods can stand alongside each other without competing. Consistent background finishes, plaster, wood, stone, reduce visual noise and create a coherent ground for varied styles to occupy. Architectural details such as moldings, paneling, or clean-lined millwork help bridge historical character with contemporary forms. Balanced proportions keep statement pieces feeling intentional. A restrained background makes each piece, antique or modern, feel curated and deliberate. Where do you start if you want to mix eras without the result feeling chaotic? Start with the base rather than the accents. A neutral, cohesive foundation of walls, floors, and cabinetry gives the room structure before any contrasting pieces enter. Limit statement items to a few genuine focal points and let everything else support them. Repeat materials, colors, or shapes across the room to build rhythm and coherence. Pair one expressive element with simpler counterparts, a vintage chair with a modern table, or the reverse, and edit carefully. Fewer, more considered pieces create clarity that accumulation rarely achieves.